The Alaska Cruise Association says the governor's head tax cut plan could end an industry lawsuit. Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld reports.
Association President John Binkley says cruise line officials responded well to Governor Sean Parnell's offer during last week's industry trade show in Miami, but he says there's still work to be done before that can happen.
They agreed if what he had proposed, and it was an oral discussion, he was talking off what appeared to be, though, written language, and they said if that were codified into law, that they would be willing to drop the lawsuit that is currently pending in federal court.
The Cruise Association filed suit in September on behalf of nine lines that sail Alaska waters. It claimed the state used head tax revenues for projects that do not directly impact the industry, as is required by law. Binkley says cruise lines like Parnell's plan to drop the $46 per passenger fee to $34.50. In addition to suing, cruise lines have taken three ships off Alaska routes this season, reducing passenger numbers by about 15%. Binkley says the corporations will resume some of those routes in a few years if the changes are made.
It's in the company's best interest to get the capacity back in the Alaska market and get the Alaska market growing again.
Cruise line officials have said the head tax, which is paid by the passengers, is driving tourists to less expensive routes, and that's caused the lines to redeploy ships. Senate Finance Committee co-chairman Bert Stedman of Sitka says that's just one of several reasons cruise sales have been down.
The other one is the economic conditions that have been underway the last two, 3 years. And the third one is the interest that some in the industry have to use Alaska as an example.
Parnell has not released a bill or amendment spelling out his proposal. His press office says it could be added to a tourism marketing tax credit bill. But several legislative leaders have predicted that measure will not pass. This is Ed Schoenfeld in Juneau.